What he's saying is, don't roll them back. You don't have to hit them back. If somebody says something wrong to you, does it really accomplish much if you get them back? Then they just get you back. And then you get them back. Once we get control of our minds, then we have to go to work on our thoughts. That's where you pray and you bless. And you hope they're happy. You hope things go well with them. And you have to work at that. But it'll be worth it because I'll show you what it's like. I'll show you what it's like. I'll show you what it's like. Someone demands your coat. Give them your shirt also. If you're a guy, if you're a girl, don't be going naked. Okay, I'm not that. Give what you have to anyone who asks for it, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. I'm not too sure about that one. We need to qualify that one with God at a given time, wouldn't we? Of course we would. We should. He didn't make us stupid. Somebody walks up and says, give me all of your money. I'm going to ask the Lord if I'm supposed to or not. I'd be pretty ignorant if I didn't. But I need to be prepared for God to say, yes, that'd be a good idea. It's always interesting when a husband and a wife, and the wife has an idea and it doesn't exactly hit the husband, or the husband has an idea and it isn't exactly what the wife was thinking. There's a little melting of the minds that needs to take place to do what God wants. But if we're of one mind wanting to do what God wants, that's why it's important in the body of Christ that we be of one mind in doing what God wants. Verse 31 is one says, do for others what you would like them to do for you. Do for others what you would like them to do for you. Would you like people to forgive you? Would you like people to pray for you? Would you like people to accept you? No. Do for others what you would like them to do for you. Do you think you deserve credit merely for loving those that love you? Even sinners do that. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, is that so wonderful? Even sinners do that much. Jesus spends a certain amount of time meddling in our thinking processes, doesn't he? But you see, the fact is that we think that, you know, if we're nice to people that are nice to us, that that should get credit from God. Well, you know, it isn't like he said, that's no good. But the thing is, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do a favor for somebody that they're hoping will do a favor back. Some people don't have anything to do with it until you can do a favor for them. And then it's like they're your best friend. Right? We have to be careful that we aren't doing that. Anybody can do that. If you do good to only those who do good to you, even sinners do it. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, what good is that? Even sinners will lend to their own kind for a full return. I always laugh about it. I have a bulletin board full of IOUs. People come by, want some money, I'm going to pay you back. And so I put it on the bulletin board because they said they were going to pay me back. I didn't ask them to. They said, I'll pay you back. So if they said they'd pay me back, I put it up there. I threw them all away eventually because not one of them ever did.